Although they looked like steel, the surfaces had a faint giving quality like very hard rubber. There was an ID plate on each sneech and a button beside it. "That wakes it up," Eddie murmured, and Jake nodded. There was also a small, depressed area in the curved surface, just the right size for a finger. Jake pushed it, without the slightest worry that the thing would explode or maybe extrude a mini buzzsaw that would cut off his fingers. You used the button at the bottom of the depression to access the programming. He didn't know how he knew that, but he most certainly did. A curved section of the sneech's surface slid away with a faint a-oom sound. Revealed were four tiny lights, three of them dark, and one flashing slow amber pulses. There were seven windows, now showing 0000000. Beneath each was a button so small that you'd need something like the end of a straightened paperclip to push it. "The size of a bug's asshole," as Eddie grumbled later on while trying to program one. To the right of the windows were another two buttons, these marked S and W. Jake showed it to Roland. "This one's set and the other one's wait. Do you think so?" "I think so." Roland nodded. He'd never seen such a weapon before, not close up at any rate. But coupled with the windows, he thought the use of the buttons was obvious. And he thought the sneeches might be useful in a way the long shooters with their atom shells would not be. Set and wait. Set and wait. "Did Ted and his two pals leave all this stuff for us here?" Susanna asked. Roland hardly thought it mattered who'd left it. It was here, and that was enough, but he nodded. "How? And where'd they get it?"